The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, the STI annual convention underway this week in Wexford. And one of the issues that has been significant at that convention has been what can be done to stop teachers qualifying and going abroad or departing from schools to go abroad. Joining me now is English and history teacher in Abu Dhabi, Ciara McKenna, and high school teacher in Perth, Michal O'Shea. And Ciara, I'll start with you. Why did you head to Abu Dhabi?
The pull for me was the opportunity. I was not seeing anything like it happening in Ireland at the time. And, you know, I had to consider what was best for me at the time. And in terms of experience and growth professionally, this was something that I had to do. Now, when I came here, there was definitely a culture shock. And that's kind of something that's agreed upon everyone I've spoken to about this as well. It's a totally different culture, and you've kind of lost the comfort of home and the familiar faces, but it was definitely worth it overall for me.
Is the money significantly better?
I don't have any full-time teaching experience in Ireland, so I can't really compare, but it's, you know, compared to people that I have spoken to about it, it's very competitive, yeah, I would say.
And is it your intent to stay there for an extended period of time, or is it something that you do for a year or two and then return?
I think that it's something I'll do for a year or two. I don't have any long-term plans here. You know, I'd love to come home eventually as well, but, you know, it was the only option for me, really, when I was making my decision.
Explain that. How do you mean it was the only option? Were there, you couldn't find a place in Ireland?
Well, see, the thing is, I did a Bachelor in Arts in Journalism and Media. So even though I knew that I wanted to teach, I had my major in English as well. And this was one of the few places that I could actually get straight into working without having to, you know, pay for another 1 or 2 year master's course in education to get me here. So this was the logical step for me to start, you know, earning and making money as soon as I graduated.
Oh, because otherwise what, you would have had to do a HDIP or a master's or something like that to get into the Irish system.
Exactly, yeah.
So is the qualification then, is the teaching experience that you will get in Abu Dhabi, will that feed you back into the Irish system then when you return?
So I'm currently studying as well full-time as working to get my postgraduate certificate in education. Which will qualify me in a lot of countries, but not Ireland, as far as I'm aware, which is unfortunate, but that's just how it is.
Well, let me go to Michal then. Michal, is this ringing any bells with you? You might give us your version of the same story. What caused you to head for Australia?
Well, I suppose I can echo some of the sentiments in that I was looking for a broader life experience. I qualified in 2016, and I then taught in Ireland for 5 years in a secondary school that I'm very fond of. And I guess I always knew I wanted to travel, and I wanted to also gain experience in other fields, to be honest, to be absolutely sure that I was on the right path. So after a year of travel, my partner and I, who is a speech therapist and is also a member of the public service, we decided to go to Australia, as the working conditions for her were certainly a lot better. And I was open at the time to my own prospects. I worked in other areas for the first year and have been now teaching in a high school this year.
And the year of travel, that was effectively sort of working tourism, was it?
For myself, it was, yeah. It was. I wanted to work in a few different countries. I suppose knocked a few things off my bucket list, and always had the idea that I would then work again afterwards.
So then what was the draw to Australia specifically? What brought you there of all of the places?
It was for my partner mainly. The working conditions were a lot better, and a lot of my friends here are also in the public service, you know, speech therapists, teachers, nurses, OTs, physios, and the common consensus is that while the vast majority of people would like to return home, the pay and conditions are significantly better here. So it was a joint decision for us both, that if we were going to work abroad, this was a country that we could live quite comfortably in our professions.
And from your perspective, what's the gap or the differential in pay for you?
I have haven't crunched the numbers, but I have been able to easily gain recognition for my 5 years of prior experience here. It's quite a straightforward process. So I was able to climb the pay scale to 0.5. It's equivalent to a few points higher on the scale at home, basically.
And what's your plan long term? Do you intend to remain in Australia or will you return to Ireland?
For fear that my mother is listening, I will say that I'm most definitely returning to Ireland. I think we have both been discussing our prospects at the minute. You know, there are issues that affect both public and private sectors, like the housing and rental crisis at home, the cost of living. And while it is quite similar here, we are paid better here. We can live a more comfortable life, and both our working conditions are also better. So it is quite tempting to stay abroad, but I think we will probably return home as well.
And can you give us a sense of what that's like day to day? You say your working conditions are better, your quality of life is better. How?
Well, I guess in terms of work, I'm currently working in what I was told was an underfunded public school. And the facilities in that school are actually far superior to anything that I've experienced in Ireland or anything that I've seen in terms of the facilities allocated to, say, sport, drama, music, and extension programs for students to study further in their chosen subjects. And I think because of the investment into the infrastructure and into the non-teaching staff as well, overall, your obligation is to teach your subject. And, you know, there is a staff that is solely focused on IT, on student well-being and discipline.
What sort of things are in your school that you didn't see in Irish schools?
Well, I guess it's more the fact that it's standardised. And I think what I'd really like to highlight is just the significant inconsistencies in our own system at home. Because in each school that I see here, there is always an outdoor green space. Generally, the minimum is an oval for playing Aussie rules, which is obviously used for other activities as well. There's a lot of green space just throughout the school premises. There's an auditorium for drama. There's an excellent auditorium for music and, you know, a wide selection of instruments. And my understanding so far is that this is standardized school to school, whereas at home, I just find it quite inconsistent.
Well, let me check with Kira the experience in Abu Dhabi. What are the services and facilities like in terms of the work that you then do, Kira?
They're amazing. Like, you know, the school that I'm currently working at, they have their own private Olympic-sized pool and running track and everything. And now I can't say exactly what the music facilities are like, but from what I hear from the students and the art teachers and everything like that, it's amazing. The students really benefit from it because they have very intense curriculums here. So to have the payoff of being able to go and do PE on a full-size football pitch or, you know, in an Olympic pool, it's amazing for them.
And is that a public school or is that a private school?
It's a private school.
And in terms of the decision, let me finish with a question to both of you. In terms of the decision, if you were describing it, how much of it is lifestyle? How much of it is a desire to say, I want to travel, I want to work abroad, I want to sow my wild oats and then return? And how much of it is economic necessity? Kira, maybe you first.
I think it's a balance of both for me. You know, I was hugely drawn to the sunshine and the weather and the lifestyle balance, but also to not have to live with my parents as soon as I graduated from university. That was something I was really fighting for. And it did lead to a lot of sacrifices as well. Obviously missing my family and missing Ireland in general, but it's been a huge draw for both for me, I think.
And Michal, same question to you.
Likewise, as I said before, initially for me, it was a desire to travel and see other parts of the world. When I left, I didn't see myself settling in another country until I did move to Perth. And that was the first time I was confronted with the fact that, I know Leo Varadkar said that sometimes people realize the grass isn't always greener in other places, but I have found that it actually might be here. And when we're weighing up the decision of moving home and what you're reading is about a housing crisis that hasn't improved in the last 3 or 4 years since we left, a rental market that seems to be worsening as well, it's not a very appealing prospect to go home and face those issues at the minute.
Micheál, thanks very much for your time. Likewise, thank you to Ciara. That's Micheál O'Shea, who is a high school teacher in Perth, and Ciara McKenna, English and history teacher in Abu Dhabi.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.